Hello, Eve. Hello, Adam. Don't be startled. I am an angel sent from God to see how the two of you are enjoying your time in his paradise. I can see the two of you are perfect visions of his image. Adam, you are so strong, with your muscles and your jaw, the perfect man. And Eve, your supple sensuality and divine femininity are breathtaking. Now, I did not descend from heaven simply for flattery. There is a matter which we must discuss. Sit down here on the grass and I will explain. When God created the two of you in his image, he intended you would continue his work by creating the rest of humanity in your image. What does that mean? It means you two will be responsible for creating the human race. Yes, it is a great duty, but a great honor as well. I am here to facilitate the process. No, it will not hurt. In fact, God made it so this act will not only be painless, but pleasureful. This act will bring you closer to God, and it is something you can continue to do long after I've finished guiding you. Do you understand? Good. Then we shall begin. I want you to stand and embrace. Put your bare chests together. Does that feel nice? The warmth of skin to skin is as close to paradise as earth can have. Now, I want you two to kiss. Bring your lips together, pressing with lips closed at first, and then once you have comfort in that, open your mouths for sucking, even biting. Beautiful work. How does that make you feel? It is exquisite to watch. I think you should do some more of these deep kisses. Now, Adam, move these kisses to her neck. Move her hair and suck and kiss like you were doing on her lips. Very nice. Eve, does that feel ethereal? Good. Feel free to moan or let whatever sounds come out from within. They are divine, just as you two are. You can even moan. That feels good. Very good. Eve, can you trace the outline of Adam's chest with your tongue? Yes, just like that. Anoint him with your mouth. Now move lower, just above his waist. Adam, how does that feel? Tell her how good it feels. Tell her where you want her to keep her tongue. Around your nipples. On your neck, near your abdomen. While Eve obeys your desires, Adam, I want you to take her breast into your hands. Massage them slowly. Feel her nipples harden with pleasure in your hands. As they harden, massage the nipples and tug them a bit. See if the octaves of Eve's moan change and can guide your discovery of her blessed body. Eve, do you feel something holy growing between your legs? I know Adam does. I can see it. Big, hard, dutiful. That will fit inside Eve perfectly. Adam, please take your index and middle fingers and trace Eve's lips with them. Awaken her body, every cell. Now slide your fingers into her mouth. And Eve, please suck them. Very good. You make a perfect pair. Adam, you may take these wet fingers and trail them along her naked body, from her lips, down below her waist. Find her second pair of lips and dance your fingertips along the inside of her thighs. Can Can you feel the wet? That is her body talking to you. These bodies God made for you are spectacular things. You can speak without words. Now stroke the slip between her lower lips and notice what Eve does. If her breathing changes, if her moans stop or start, listen to her body and let it guide you as you lose your fingers deep within her. Use your thumb on the top part of the slit, rubbing that perfect top point of her sex. Beautiful. That is the part of her body that contains heaven. God ensured it. If you ever want to feel eternal bliss, Eve, just touch that button or have Adam do it for you like this. Adam, get on your knees. Feel the grass on your bare legs. Inhale the scent of her sex. It smells like humanity. Wet your lips and bring your mouth to her lower lips. Hold on to her body to steady yourself. Let your tongue rife deep into her. That deepest place is where we seek. That is where the future of humankind lies. Eve, close your eyes. Enjoy as he tastes of you. Drinks from your cup, consumes your greatness. This is what makes you whole, makes you good, makes you chosen. Do you like that? You may lie down on the grass or a straw bed and continue this act. Very good. This is an act of absolute unity, of absolution even. This is an act of God. Adam, now you must kiss up from between her legs, line her inner thighs with kisses, then move above her abdomen to her chest. Take her nipples in your mouth and massage them with your tongue. Perfect. You are making God so very proud. It is a delight to watch you give such pleasure. Eve, while he does this, can you find his hard member and begin to stroke it with your hand? Yes, feel him throb and pulse in your palm. Feel the power you hold in your cells. Feel the ecstasy you can both give and receive. Now kiss one another while she strokes you, Adam. Adam, spread her legs and take your member from her hands and slide it up between her legs, deep inside her. Do you both feel that? This is God, here between the two of you. Adam, thrust into her. Use your power and your masculinity to plow deep within her, filling the both of you with pleasure. Providing. Eve, wrap your legs around him and take him deeper within your sacred space. Maybe press that button on yourself, or Adam can do it for you. Kiss his neck with the urgency of mankind, this wholeness, this oneness, this joy. This is what life is meant to be. Adam, you may pull out and flip onto your back. Let Eve ride your erection and fill herself. Take turns as you will in life. Cup her breasts while she sits up and down on your staff, building friction towards release between her legs. Cry out for God. Yes, he wants to hear how good this feels, this act of Genesis. You two are noble in this journey for pleasure and procreation. you may dismount and get on all fours like the animals in the garden. Adam, move behind her and slide back inside, becoming one once more, now and forever. In and out, and in and out, the circle of life. What a beautiful conversation your bodies are having. You are two pure, perfect beings. You deserve this release that looms. Let it wash over your bodies like the heavens opening from above. Open your bodies to God's love, riding the waves of pleasure until you create your own new life.